AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. I'm Adenoye. Today, we've got three lean but consequential stories: an autonomous 35-hour chip kernel run at Alibaba, Google reshaping search away from links, and Anthropic's Claude Mythos finding bugs faster than teams can patch them. Let's dig in.
I'll take the Alibaba piece. Qwen 3.7 Max was left to autonomously debug and write a hardware kernel for Alibaba's ZWM890 accelerator. No user UI, no chip docs, no human steer. It completed a 35-hour run that proves large models can perform low-level engineering tasks end-to-end.
That sounds small, but it's important. A model handling kernel bring up changes assumptions about manual chip validation. It speeds iteration, but it also introduces questions about traceability, reproducibility, and silent failures when no engineer supervised every step.
Right, and that's a thread through the second story. Sundar Pichai's part of search framing signals Google is treating answers as primary and links as context. The interface is shifting from an index of links to an AI-driven answer engine, which reshapes how users encounter information.
There are clear trade-offs. Users get concise answers, but publishers and readers lose the direct path to primary sources. The mental model for verifying claims erodes if links aren't front and center, and that can amplify mistakes or subtle biases in how answers are composed.
Anthropic's update lands straight into that risk picture. Their Claude Mythos preview is surfacing software and security bugs faster than teams can validate and patch. Vulnerability discovery is accelerating to the point where verification, disclosure, and remediation pipelines are lagging behind.
Operationally, that's a nightmare. Teams can't patch what they can't triage quickly. It forces a rethink. More automation and validation, better prioritization, and faster coordinated disclosure. Otherwise, you create a gap attackers could exploit before defenders finish analysis.
Put these together and a pattern emerges. Models are taking on infrastructure work, hardware bring up, rapid vulnerability discovery, and reshaping user interfaces. That scale up of automation exposes gaps in verification, documentation, and governance that we haven't solved yet.
Practically, companies should invest in AI-native observability, logs of model actions, reproducible test beds for hardware and software, and automated patch pipelines. For chips, clearer machine-readable docs would reduce fragile, ad hoc workflows when models are left to operate unsupervised.
On the search front, product teams need a hybrid approach. Let models supply concise answers, but surface explicit sources, confidence levels, and direct links prominently. Preserve discoverability for publishers while keeping the convenience users expect.
We're witnessing speed outpacing institutions. Models accelerate discovery and execution, and organizations must build matching speed in verification and governance. The clock has shifted. Slow, manual processes are becoming the vulnerability.
Synthesis. Automation is moving core technical and informational infrastructure forward fast. That brings clear productivity gains, but it also creates systemic risks when transparency, verification, and incident response don't scale at the same pace. Closing those gaps needs focused tooling, standards, and policy.
That's our roundup for 24 May. I'm Adenoye. Thanks for listening, and catch us next time for more on how AI is reshaping tech and risk.
AI News by Conjero.